What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back in. Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Talking Titans. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Kayla Anderson from News 2. Kayla, what's going on? How are we doing?
Well, good morning, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. Sun's coming up here, and I just got done with the Pilates session, so I'm ready to rock.
Very nice.
You commented on, was it Julio? Julio Jones Pilates form yesterday. So he looks like a veteran, huh?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
Hey, Julio's a multifaceted person out
versatile.
There.
He's versatile.
That's right, very versatile. Kayla, we appreciate you taking time to join us today. So, obviously, this has been a tough week for the Titans, losing Derrick Henry. About as big of a gut punch as you can get. What's your confidence level is where we'll start with this, in this Titans offense without him, not only in this game coming up against L.A., but to move the ball effectively for the remainder of the season without number 22?
Yeah, and look, I mean, the week did start off with a punch to the gut for sure, and I think really affecting not just the Tennessee Titans, but Derrick Henry has really become a face for the entire National Football League just with what he's been able to do, and he's starting to show his personality a little more, so that was definitely getting him out there a little bit, and so it's tough. It's tough for the Titans. It's a tough pill to swallow, but what I will say is what I saw yesterday in terms of the mood and the response from the players, for the most part, it's one of those things where you just have to move on. And it's not to say you're forgetting about Derrick Henry and what he's done up to this point and what he's helped you do. And let's remember, too, the position that he's helped get this Titans team to. A great playoff position in terms of just already probably having a clinch of the division. But moving forward, I mean, this Titans team, I think we're all just kind of waiting to see what we will get out of it, because coming into the season, remember, guys, there was a lot of hype surrounding this offense, and it wasn't just because of Derrick Henry. It was because of all the other things that were happening. Todd Downing, you know, already within the Titans system taking over, so you thought maybe that would be a seamless type of takeover, and for the most part, it's been good. Definitely improving game by game. But now we really have to see what this Titans offense does with no Derrick Henry. And I think overall, I'm not completely in a panic mode, and maybe that's just because besides the L.A. Rams, which comes at just a bad time, I think the schedule is a little bit easier. You've kind of gotten the big ones out of the way for the most part. And so I think that they can handle business. I think a lot more will be put on Ryan Tannehill's shoulders, but at the same time, I mean, he has the weapons out there. If Julio Jones, and we all know that it's been kind of a mystery as to why he's not out there every game. Obviously, there's a hammy injury, but why does he play in some games and not the others? Maybe we start seeing him play a lot more just because they know they're going to need him. And A.J. Brown has done everything that he's needed to do since he's been able to be healthy for this team. So I feel like creativity is going to be a big part of this offense moving forward. They have to lean on Todd Downing to really, create some different plays and get guys involved that may have not been involved in the past. And so I'm kind of in the middle, guys. But for the most part, I'm not one of those people who are like, no Derrick Henry. They're going to lose every game moving forward. That's not my mentality at all.
No, I agree. Definitely a big challenge for Todd Downing. This week, I'd be moving that pocket for sure. But and I agree on Julio Jones. I mean, it's going to be a. It was already going to be important if this team was going to do what it wanted to do, even with Derrick Henry. But I think he has to be involved. How would you guess, Kayla? And I know it. I mean, we are just guessing right now. We don't know how they're looking in team stuff in the practice field. But how would you guess the Titans will distribute things among the backs Sunday, and then maybe beyond that?
Yeah, and that's also something that we're trying to, every time we ask, you know, Mike Vrabel a question, we're trying to kind of get a feel for what they're going to do with the running backs. And what we've learned right now is it seems like it's going to be a running back by committee type of situation. But I think adding a guy like Adrian Peterson, and I know that people have mixed thoughts on this because he is 36 years old and he was a free agent, but at the same time, when you look at losing a guy like Derrick Henry, it's more than just like what you're able to do on the field. It's the leadership you have to make sure you're inserting in a room like that, where you're going to be depending on all these other guys to step up in big situations and fill the shoes altogether of Derrick Henry, which is obviously they can't do, but they're going to try their best to do. And so adding a guy like Adrian Peterson, I think a lot of that is just to have that leadership in that room. Now, I do think he will probably be activated at some point this week before Sunday's game in L.A., and I think that he will be used in certain situations, because it's not like this guy, they're not going to sign a guy that's completely out of shape and not able to get on the field at all. I would think that there's a reason why they signed Adrian. We all saw him yesterday. 36 years old, looks pretty good to me. But I think we're going to see a lot more of Jeremy McNichols and, you know, inserting anybody you can at that time. I think Jeremy's done a good job to prove that he can, you know, not take the whole workload, but he can do a lot. He can, you know, catch out of the backfield. And I really like this guy. I mean, this guy has been all around the league, and he finally landed with the Titans and has had a chance to prove himself. He's been healthy for the most part. So I think it's going to be them sprinkling in a little bit of everybody. And I think that's the only way you really can do it, right? Because no one's going to get and no one's going to be able to do what Derrick Henry did.
Kayla Anderson from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Kayla, on the other side of the ball, Kevin Byard just named the AFC Defensive Player of the Month for the month of October. Obviously, he's been awesome as of late. As you look at Kevin Byard, obviously there's a lot of conversation about him last year. Do you think that Kevin Byard has just kind of rediscovered who he is as a player, or is it just a factor of this defense and the pieces around him being better this year that's allowed him to get back to the Kevin Byard that we've gotten used to seeing?
Yeah, I'd say the latter, Robbie, and just because last year, let's all be honest with ourselves, like nobody on that defense really had a great year. Like maybe Malcolm Butler at times, but when you look at the individuals on that defense last year, like I feel like everybody had not a great year, because when you look at the defense as a whole, it was atrocious. And I think that had a lot to do with just the uncertainty of who is really calling plays. You know, was Shane Bowen really the defensive coordinator? There was so much drama, unnecessary drama, surrounding that defense last year that I think it affected guys like Kevin Byard, who really feel like they have to put it all on their shoulders. And I think that's what Kevin Byard tried to do last year, because we all know the type of guy Kevin Byard is. Like, he steps up and he takes everything, you know, on his shoulders, and he says, I'm going to own up. I mean, we all heard what he said after Sunday's game. If things would have gone in the opposite direction, he was already preparing a speech to say, it's on me, guys. So I think Kevin kind of put too much on his shoulders last year. And this year, what he's doing is incredible. I don't know if there's any other player I have that much respect for, just the way he carries himself on and off the field and the way he's really just continued to grow as a leader on this team. I mean, they're really lucky to have Kevin Byard, and just the success that he's having on the field, game in and game out. I mean, you can always kind of feel like Kevin Byard's going to be there and he's going to do something. I mean, that's the trend that he's going in this year, and it's great to see, especially like you were mentioning, coming off of a disappointing season last year.
Well, Kayla, as a Wazoo grad, well acquainted with vaccine weirdness, I've got to get your take on McLovin, which is what I will call Aaron Rodgers from now on.
Man, I mean, does it have to be this difficult, right? I mean, first of all, I'm mad too because he is my fantasy quarterback, and
yes.
Now I'm let's talk about the important stuff. No, I'm just joking. But when I heard about that yesterday, and now all the stuff that has come out since, I just think it's one of those things where, look, there's a lot of people who didn't want to get vaccinated, and everybody has personal reasons. But there's a lot of us, most of us, you know, that said, you know what, we're being team players, right? No matter what kind of business we're in. We're in the media. We're being team players. Like, we're going to help everybody else out. We're going to look out for everybody else, and we're going to do our job and go get vaccinated. And that was that, right? Took care of it, and now we're covering the team, and we've been able to cover them all season. For players to get vaccinated, Ryan Tannehill didn't want to do it. He told us that, pretty much. And he did it because guess what? He's a team player, and he's being a team guy, and he's being a leader. For Aaron Rodgers, for all this now to come out that, you know, it was like now that there's a question on what was going on, we thought maybe he was vaccinated, and he's supposed to be a team leader. It's a really disappointing situation, and it's also a weird situation because you know that Green Bay, you know, and him, they were not on the same page. So you wonder, too, is this something maybe they did know about and just kind of let him do his thing? Because they're like, we want Aaron. Aaron needs to be here. It's just a weird situation. But then again, let's make this clear. Aaron Rodgers is a weird dude. Sorry, Robbie.
He is. I can't deny it.
I mean,
he's a weird dude.
Who could anymore, you know?
Hey, he's a good quarterback, though. Throws that thing around.
That's why he was my fantasy quarterback.
That's right. Kayla Anderson from News 2 has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Kayla, really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a great rest of the morning.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
you Kayla. As well. Kayla Anderson from News 2, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road.
He's still dating Shailene Woodley, by the way.
Yeah, they're going to get married.
They're getting married?
Yeah. I mean, as far as I know, last time I checked, yeah, they're still dating.
Be an interesting life.
He's playing guitar by like waterfalls in Hawaii, which is what he did in the off season apparently.
Eating cowworm pills or whatever he's doing.
Like, what does the homeopathic treatment even mean? You need to put your doctor hat on me for a second.
Yeah, well, I'm a good Twitter doctor.
Yes, you are.
I've been writing about Derrick Henry's broken bone, and you know,
My favorite part is like he went to the NFL apparently and was just like, hey, so I've done this, so does this count? And
yeah.
They were like, no,
but thanks. Thanks for playing. I don't know. I keep whenever I hear about this treatment, I think of Keith Richards, who is impossibly still alive.
Against all odds.
Is that what, maybe just change out your blood, man? Just keep changing out your blood. I don't know.
Hey.
I'll Google it. I'll let you know before the show ends. I'll have a full breakdown.
Well, one of the great parts about it, too, is like they had this press conference with Aaron Rodgers to begin the season. It was awesome. He was basically just like, here's what's going on with management. Here's me. And you're like, wow, that was like a really honest and open press conference.
Amazing presser.
It was amazing. And then
this was part of it.
Yeah.
This was like a little afterthought.
This was not part of that one.
This is a different presser.
Yeah, this is a different press conference.
Okay.
But it's kind of amazing that, you know, he has this real honest and open press conference, and now everybody's talking about how him being vaccinated, he's just like, yeah, sure, we'll go with that. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the fact that he said, yeah, I'm immunized. I'm my definition of vaccinated. Thanks for asking. And then everybody reports he's vaccinated. Oh, that's fine.
We'll continue the discussion on the Titans when we come back. Got more of your thoughts to get to on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5, The Game, streaming live on Twitch, on Twitter, and on YouTube today and every day. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And if Aaron Rodgers went here with us, he'd probably just freeze out any viruses.
Probably would.
I think Porth is trying to kill us. I haven't heard him deny it yet.
It's an inside job. It's cold.
Like if it was 114 degrees outside, this level of AC would be appropriate.
Maybe not even then.
Maybe. With a couple layers. I'm triple layered right now. Dying.
Joe, you are bundled right now.
If this is going to be what it is during the wintertime, I'm going to bring some logs in here. We're starting a fire.
That sounds great, actually.
Slippers, blankets.
Indoor fire.
Everything.
Yeah. Taking your thoughts on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Joe, it was named earlier today that Kevin Byard has been named the AFC Defensive Player of the Month for the month of October. He seems to be pretty well on his track back to being in the Pro Bowl. Maybe an all-pro season coming up for Kevin Byard if he keeps this up. He's been very impressive for the most part so far this year.
He really has been. And, I mean, look, let's face it, the key to a lot of these things is getting recognition like this and having big moments. I mean, Byard, I would say in over the course of his career, certainly has been one of the best safeties in the NFL, but he's only been honored like that one time. It was the same year. It was 17. It was both All-Pro and Pro Bowl.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, and that was the year he had 8 picks. You know, I mean, so the numbers. You know, I mean, look, Kevin Byard might say, you know what, I'll go through the film with you, and I had a way better year in 19 than I did in 17. You know what I mean? But you got to have those numbers. What have you got? Something's making you laugh.
Just the NHL just announced that the NHL and Chipotle have announced a multi-year North American partnership. So you know where AJ Brown's not going to be.
Wow, AJ Brown comes to a playoff game, and you know, just make sure he has quick access to the aisle, I guess.
I don't know that I'll ever be able to look at Chipotle the same after AJ Brown. But congratulations to the NHL. Great partnership there.
I'm not afraid to go back there at all.
I'm not either.
I haven't yet. I actually was going to and then tweet out a picture of me drowning in a huge Chipotle burrito. But I'm not afraid. AJ,
man.
If you're a professional athlete and your body is, you know, like the ticket to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like hire someone to grill some salmon. Right.
Maybe he has now. He says he's just going to cook from now on. Speaking of AJ Brown, going to be interesting to see how they use him on Sunday against the Rams. Like, obviously, Jalen Ramsey, one of the best corners in the game, one of the best shutdown corners in the game. He is. You know, I've seen Jalen Ramsey get exposed plenty of times as well. So it's not like he's just like some infallible player out there. But this is a great test for AJ Brown, who looks healthy, who looks really good, obviously coming off a 10-reception, 155-yard game with a touchdown. This is a big matchup for him. If he can go out there on Sunday Night Football and have a good game against Jalen Ramsey, that goes a long way into the discussion we had a lot last year of where exactly does A.J. Brown rank in terms of the top wide receivers in the NFL. This is a big opportunity for him this week against Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, and he's primed for it. I mean, I feel like A.J. Brown the last 2 weeks – has looked as good as A.J. Brown has looked to me when doing it all, and especially just so lethal after the catch because he has very good speed, but it's his power and his balance that are so special once he gets the ball. And you saw that against Xavier Rhodes. I mean, he just knocked him off. Get out of here, down the sideline, he's gone. That to me is the more quick access throws you can get to him. Now, by the way, a lot of those, you know, those play action little crossing patterns, they're very much aided by linebackers vacating the area.
Yes, they are.
And that's, you know, it's just going to be different. It's going to be really interesting to see how teams defend the Titans now and what they do. I mean, you go from, you know, you're the Rams DC. You go from anticipating this week being all about 22 and about, you know, not letting 22 basically wreck the game for you as an offensive player to, okay, so A.J. Brown, guys, let's, you know, I mean, it's just totally different, and you don't even know who's going to be running the ball for the Titans, but you're not especially afraid of any of them.
Right.
You'd be afraid of Adrian Peterson if it was 7 years ago, but, you know, it's just a totally different approach now. So that's where Julio Jones, to me, becomes so critical in this game and every game from now on.
Well, and to that point, he's back on the field yesterday and walkthroughs that they're going through. Obviously, you know, it was designated as a limited participant on the injury report by the Titans with a hamstring. Vrabel talking about him practicing this week. I mean, this is a big week for him. If they could get him out there, that would really help in this game. I'm of the mindset of if you think putting him out there this week puts him in danger for the weeks to come, I'm still in the mindset of keeping him on the bench and just getting him healthy, like trying to get him as healthy as possible. And you know what? Honestly, with him, like it could be to the point where he just may not get healthy this year, and that's something you got to live with if you're the Titans and just play him when he can play. But I still, as big as this game is on Sunday Night Football, and you're trying to see what your offense is going to look like without Derrick Henry, and I know Julio is going to have to be a big part of that. If there's any question to me, I'm still holding him out. That's just me.
Well, I've looked. There's an undercurrent of Titans. I guess it's Titans Facebook especially, but like this whole, you know what? This is the week to just sit everybody. You know, yeah, sit Tannehill. Yeah, just don't go in there. Let Aaron Donald blow you up. Don't go in there. And now Von Miller's in there. You're gonna get Tannehill hurt. Just sit everybody. Play your, you know, elevate your practice squad as much as you can. Just play your backups and get out of there. You're going to take an L regardless, then move forward. That's stupid, but I'm just saying people are saying that. This is something people are saying.
So you're not a subscriber to that theory?
I mean,
just take, it's basically like a, you know, with the 17th game, you're adding another glorified bye week here this week if you do that. Just say, you know what?
Yeah, the problem is you actually still have to show up and field a team. Like, you're going to have to play somebody. Yes. You can't have a total replacement roster for this one. So, now it's, for one, as you brought up earlier, the Rams are very good. I think the Rams are a contender. This is not Georgia playing Georgia Southern.
No.
I mean, what are we talking about here? And also, look, we're going to do our Titans second half predictions later. I mean, I've gone through that schedule. The Titans can still get the one in the AFC. I don't think they will, but they can. And if you found a way Sunday to cobble together a victory, which is far from some outlandish scenario, you'd actually be in pretty good position. I mean, again, you'd be going 4-0 in this ridiculous stretch, and the schedule gets so much lighter after this. So yeah. I'm going full bore to try to win this game if I'm the Titans.
And I would expect that will be the approach that Mike Vrabel takes as well. We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Tune in to the NFL Game of the Week on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. The Game of the Week this Sunday is the Minnesota Vikings at the Baltimore Ravens with a noon kickoff on 102.5 The Game. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning. Going to have the best and worst thing in sports coming up at 8:45. So taking your submissions on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Andrew on the text line. The Rams are really good, but also overrated. They've had a soft schedule that they've benefited from. Not great on run D or running the ball. The Titans can absolutely win this game. This is coming from Andrew on the text line. There have been a few comments today about the Rams being a little bit overrated.
I mean, wait a minute. Am I hearing myself? Oh, there we go. That was not my mute.
That was my fault.
You're muting me. Muting me, Michelle.
We're going to count it anyway, so there's one for Rex Row today.
No, that's not. Come on. I'm already crap in fantasy football. Give me some pride left in my life.
I will.
What was I talking about?
The Rams. Are they overrated?
Yeah, who's great? Who's great in the NFL? Like, who is just like, oh, that team is absolutely untouchable? I mean,
nobody.
There's not a single team. I mean, the Bucs, I've kind of I've kind of been with you on the Bucks. We don't talk, we talk about all these other teams, and
they're
it's
very
like,
good.
But then they just get taken apart by the Saints. I mean, you can find all kinds of holes in anybody's resume already at this point in the NFL, including, you know, the Cardinals just lost to the Packers in a great game, and they also needed Greg Joseph to shank a chip shot to beat them in one of their wins. I mean, it's the NFL. So, yes, I agree in general. Like, I think the Rams, if you tell me the Rams are going to win it all this year, I'm not batting an eyelash. I think they're one of those 7-8 teams that would be in my pool of teams that can absolutely win it. But can you beat them on a given day? Absolutely.
Nice snipe job by Michelle in there, taking a picture of me during the break watching Aaron Rodgers on TV, and just says, it'll be okay, Robbie.
Nice.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You were so intently just like, ha.
A tear
well,
in
every time
eye.
I turn around, he's on TV.
Yeah.
It's a big story today.
Just gravitating towards
right,
you.
Right behind you right now.
Yeah.
There it goes. Well, over here we got Pierre Garçon, so you never know. There are other things to talk about in the league than McLovin.
They're going to be what you go with now?
By the way, you get like – so I always have to go to Michelle on the references of pop culture. McLovin, you've seen Superbad?
Yes.
Okay.
I know McLovin.
Outstanding.
Outstanding. Who has the best nickname on the Titans? I mean, Tractor Cito is pretty good. Does anybody else really have one?
I'm sure, but gosh, they're kind of light on the nicknames, huh?
I feel like A.J. Brown at some point needs a nickname. Like,
yeah.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Chipotle something.
Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe so.
Oh, Hot Pocket? No, I wouldn't.
Burrito Bowl or something?
Yeah.
Pocket. Joe, Hot Pocket? That's completely
that makes no,
separate.
According to Pro Football Reference, Julio Jones's nickname is Jet. You ever heard anybody call Julio Jones Jet?
No. There's a lot of these supposed nicknames that don't stick. A.J. Brown, there's got to be something with runs, right?
Well, especially the other day.
It didn't click at first, and then
right.
Yeah. Light bulb went off.
Runs fast? Nah, I don't know.
You're on one today.
Yeah.
It's good
sorry.
Stuff.
Well, you bring up Chipotle. I mean, do you think the NHL like saw the stuff with A.J. Brown? I was like, you know what? Sign me up for that.
Yeah, I guess so. William from Madison texting in. I'm guessing that NBC and the NFL would not be pleased with the Titans if they sit everybody. I don't think you're going to have to worry about the Titans sitting everybody in this game.
Again, you can't, like, it's just, no one does that, and they're not going to do that, and they shouldn't do that. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's just, again, like, I think the Rams are probably going to win this game, and the Titans are banged up, and they're in transition, and they just lost their best player. And it's on the road, and it's prime time. But
I thought the Rams were going to win this game with Derrick Henry in the lineup.
Yeah, I did too. But I still think it's like probably a 7-10 point game. I mean, it's the NFL. The Titans are going to go in there and make plays and score points, and they're going to get some stops, and it's going to be an entertaining game.
I got a texture that says, go KB, talking about Kevin Byer. Titans to the Super Bowl. I still think Henry was the MVP before, but I still think they're capable. The Eagles lost their potential MVP in Wentz and still won it all. That is true.
Who will be the Titans' Nick Foles?
That is the question we're asking. Is it Adrian Peterson?
I don't know.
Is it Ryan Tannehill?
Wow, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Doesn't it have to be the same position?
I mean, I guess, but like if Ryan Tannehill... What if the Titans just turned into, you know what, we're going to drop back 30, 35 times a game, and Tannehill's just going to sling it. And that's going to be how they win.
If their offensive line gets healthy and plays at their best, and they have A.J. Brown and Julio Jones, I mean,
he could
have some big days. And then you just get – you basically become like most NFL teams, which is – the running game is there as something to keep teams honest, and I don't think they're going to totally transition to that. In all seriousness, but to some extent, you have to just lean on Tannehill.
Steve from the Borough has texted in. The Titans do have another player with a nickname, and that is Jackrabbit Jenkins.
Has Janoris earned Jackrabbit back yet?
I don't think so.
Not yet. He's getting better though.
I guess.
I didn't think he was problematic Sunday.
No, I am interested in this game where I believe the wide receivers for L.A. way more threatening than the wide receivers for Indianapolis. interested to see how that goes with him.
That's true. But see, that's
because like, Matthew Stafford is not immune to the turnover. I mean, he will let that thing fly. So there is some, I guess, benefit if you're Janoris Jenkins to playing that aggressive style, because that could probably lead to you jumping some routes and getting some picks. That could also lead to you just getting absolutely smoked in this game too.
So he's not immunized against turnovers? Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you.
No, Stafford will make a mistake. And Stafford is a guy you can, if you can get to him, you know, he coughs it up on, I mean, you can force him into mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, the thing we haven't talked about yet at all about this matchup is the Rams can run the ball physically. And I think that's been like a really underrated part of their offense. Is that Henderson is a, you know, he's a physical guy. You have to keep that under control if you're the Titans. You're coming off a game where that was a huge part of your game plan. And frankly, I think the Colts let you off the hook to some extent.
They did.
But that's still a big key here, is not letting them be in third and two.
Titans eighth against the run so far this year. That was an underrated problem with last year's defense.
Yeah.
We spent so much time talking about third down and giving up the big play and not being able to get to the quarterback. They didn't really do a good job as the year went on of stopping the run either. They've been a lot better in that area, but also I think you would agree have played teams so far on their schedule where maybe the running game not as much of a priority. Like you think about Seattle or Kansas City or Buffalo, and they just don't run the ball.
Arizona.
Yeah.
I mean, the one game where to me it was a problem was against Jacksonville. I mean, James Robinson, they got him. They were running him. And again, I think last week, I think they did a pretty good job, but you're talking about 16 for 70 for Taylor, and just strangely, let's just put it all on Carson Wentz in this fourth quarter. You got a close football game, presumably a tired defense, and Carson, he doesn't make big mistakes, right? Let's just keep winging it around. That was weird.
It was very weird. Dylan texting in, don't forget about Fat Randy. Do we think that Randy
Bullock, showing up? He'll be
Randy
there.
Bullock enjoys that nickname?
I don't. I do not subscribe to that nickname. Some of the other members of Titans press corps just revel in it. I'm not going there.
Randy Bullock. Like no, he's Randy Bullock's in good shape.
I mean, how could I call Randy Fat Randy?
I was about to say, like, how could I do it?
Well, Let's be nice, people. Let's give me nicknames.
Yeah, why can't – actually, was it Kaharski came up with Big Boned Bullock. I kind of like that.
I kind of like that. That's good.
Let's go Triple B, Big Boned Bullock.
Oh, did you see Randy Bullock get in there on the kickoff against Buffalo? He's ready to make some plays physically.
Right. He'll be there in L.A. Don't you worry. Maybe he even get out there and bring that dad bod to the beach
on
Saturday. Who
right
knows?
There. Well, he's right there with Brett Kern in terms of my all-time favorite Titans. Randy Bullock. Brett Kern.
They got Chipotle's in L.A. too, by the way.
They do. Got a lot of suggestions for A.J. Brown's nickname on our text line too, most of which
Anything
I can't
good?
Read.
Yeah, a lot of Chipotle related.
Yes.
Related.
There's a lot of that. When we come back, it is time for the best and worst thing in sports. We'll take your submissions on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. That's next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game. And it is that time of the week, time for the best and worst thing in sports. We'll take your thoughts and your submissions on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe Rex Road, would you like to kick us off with your best thing in sports for this week?
Yeah, so I kind of have a – well, I guess I don't have to do them together. You know, I'm probably doing this too much where I have like the, you know, the good and the bad of the same kind of thing. But I'll just do the – I don't know. You guys tell me. Should I do them together or not?
You want that? You do whatever you want.
All right, I'm going to do them together.
All right.
So my best thing – and I already, you know, had my little tearful little thing about it Monday, but – College football is hard to beat. There's been a lot of instances of that this year. I've been able to see some in person, but you know the scene in East Lansing last weekend was incredible. There's been a lot of scenes like that. Sports in general, with crowds back and everything, has been fantastic. But the sport of college football in particular, it's just it is different just in terms of the passion and the combination of you know, the young and old who are at the games. It's just, there's just nothing quite exactly like it. That's my best. But my worst is the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. And this is the problem with the sport. It's why we need expansion. But in the meantime, it's just pathetic. I mean, like, I haven't gotten any less upset about the Cincinnati thing since the rankings came out Tuesday. It's just ridiculous. Like, there's no justification for it other than we just would rather have our Power Five leagues in here, and thanks for playing. And here, let me just say some words. Here's some word salad to justify it, even though there's really no logic behind it at all.
Well, there's also like this thought process out there from some who think that, you know, it doesn't matter. It's the first ranking. Cincinnati can still get in.
It does matter.
It matters. Like, that pretty much tells you what they think of Cincinnati is, eh, no thanks.
Right. If you come out with this, then you tell me what they can do to go higher. The only thing they can do is hope.
Yeah, that fall people, apart.
Right. They hope. They can hope that ahead of them, they absolutely should be top four right now. And I mean, basically, it's like, well, they didn't look as great the last couple weeks. I mean, that's basically the BS that was thrown out there. So there you go. I'd say I'm done. I'm done with my whole thing.
Michelle Knezevic, your best thing in sports. I guess you could do your worst, too. You just take both of them.
Do whatever you like.
Okay. I guess I'll do both. Joe, you're starting a movement, okay?
Should we do it this way?
I don't know. We're halfway there now. My best in sports is actually something local. So we got an email about it. The Predators franchise, they are helping build a playground for one of the local charter schools in Nashville. So you always love when you see, you know, just big companies, you know, helping out the community and giving back. And I'm sure that's very exciting for the kids. I mean, yep. I'm sure we can all remember when we played on the playground. Like, it's the best part of school when you're in elementary school. So that's my best thing in sports this week. My worst thing in sports this week is the Henry Ruggs situation. Yep. Obviously, just completely terrible all around. And correct me if I'm wrong. I watched Derek Carr's press conference and coach's press conference and looked on the Raiders website, but they've obviously released him from the team. But I feel like this was such an opportunity for the Raiders, you know, to make a statement just about drinking and driving and how that is just an issue. And they haven't really said anything about that. And for me, that got me kind of upset because I think this is such an opportunity where to just raise awareness and how it's not okay. And we have Ubers and there's a program for NFL players where they can get rides. And obviously, like I said, terrible situation all around, but really wish that we would have seen the Raiders organization, you know, step out and just say something about that and how it's just unacceptable. And it happens too much in society.
That's the other thing. Like, it's easy nowadays for, like, you and me and regular folks to not drink and drive and to hop in an Uber or a Lyft. Like, NFL players can do that. They also have, like, specific people that are designated for this type of stuff to prevent this stuff from happening. Just give me a call, man. Right. Like, I'll come get you.
In the NFL, anybody who works in the organization has access to that. So, yeah.
It's a very, very bad story with Henry Ruggs out there in Las Vegas. My best thing in sports, I've got a couple of things. Number one, I will start with the Atlanta Braves winning the World Series. Not necessarily because I enjoy the Atlanta Braves all that much, but I have a lot of friends that do. So it's been cool to watch Braves fans be able to celebrate a world championship after not winning one since 1995. Heard from a lot of people the last couple of days that have been very excited. Obviously, our very own Chase McCabe is thrilled with the Atlanta Braves winning the World Series. So it was the most fun that I've had watching a World Series in a long time. So I enjoyed watching the Atlanta Braves win that game. My second best thing in sports, honorable mention, Mike White, quarterback of the Jets. It's freaking awesome. Watching him come in and just put up 400 against the Bengals. We'll see if he can replicate that tonight. The answer is probably not. But it was awesome to see that Mike White will always have that NFL Sunday under his belt.
Against the former top contender in the AFC, one of the top contenders, Cincinnati Bengals.
Hey, sometimes you're not ready for Mike White.
I guess
not. Found that out on Sunday. My worst thing in sports, obviously the Henry Ruggs thing is the worst thing in sports, but I'll take a local stance on it too. Not being able to watch Derrick Henry play football the rest of this season really sucks. Like, it really does. And, you know, I spent so much time last season and earlier this season telling people, I hope you enjoy what you're watching, and I hope you don't take it for granted. In part because of the greatness we were watching, but also in part because I knew, like, at some point it could go the other way just based on the position that he plays. And really hopeful that Derrick Henry is going to completely heal and he's going to come back and he's going to be the Derrick Henry that we've seen the last couple of years. If anybody can do that, I got pretty good confidence that it is him. But it does suck that we're going to get through the rest of this regular season and not be able to watch that guy do what he does, because he is incredible at it. He's one of the best I've ever seen do it, and not having him available, obviously from the Titans' point of view and their overall record is bad, but just watching that guy play is not good.
That's a good
bums me out to not be able to watch him play.
Yeah, that would have been bad actually if that wasn't one of ours, you know. Yeah. I mean, so good job.
Thank you.
And yeah, I feel like things like this, you have to move forward quickly. The Titans have had to. Titans fans have had to. But like that first day, that was a rough day for the Titans fandom. And imagine for him, you know.
I was even looking at the box, like his stats the other day. I was like, all right, he's already almost at 1,000 yards. And that's going to be where he is. Like, this is just going to be where he ends up. And it's all, you're going to look through the seasons, and you're going to say, okay, 2,000. Ooh, the next year he only had 900. What happened?
Right. Well, there it is again, for whatever reason, and it's different reasons, but that 2,000-yard season, the next year's usually a big drop-off.
It is. But, man, was he on pace to get back there.
It wasn't going to be.
Yes, it was. Let's go to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Tyler from Berry Hill texting in. The best thing in sports is getting to see all my Braves fan friends celebrate a championship. The worst thing is feeling like one of my best chances at finally seeing one of my teams win a championship break with Henry's metatarsal and being jealous of all those Braves fans. So Tyler, a similar route to me. I think a lot of Titans fans would feel that way. Steve, the best thing, finding out that Pecorine's number will be hanging from the rafters forever. Worst thing, the Henry Ruggs situation. It is cool. I don't think a big surprise that Pecorine's number going to be retired by the Nashville Predators.
It was a matter of when.
It was a matter of when.
Not if.
Now, he seemed to be like legitimately surprised by it on his in his interview yesterday, which that's just classic Pekka. He's very humble. But I was not surprised. Not surprised that they're doing it this soon either. I figured they'd do it pretty quick.
Yeah. That I wasn't sure about that one, because sometimes, you know, you let it go a few years and for whatever reason. I mean, there's like the built-in Hall of Fame, you know, time period between the end of a career and when you can be eligible. But hey, we all know he's going up there, so that'll be quite a night.
Dave texting in, considering we all know about concussions and the long-term effects, it's time to get fighting out of pro hockey. That's one of the worst things in sports. And we talked about a big fight yesterday with Mark Borowiecki. Well, guess who didn't play last night? Mark Borowiecki, and Brett Ritchie was out for the remainder of that game. So very entertaining fight. But a very entertaining fight with consequences for the two parties involved.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, fighting is much, much less a part of the game than it used to be.
Way less.
So I understand the sentiment there. I mean, I would also say the occasional fight compared to being checked into the boards on a consistent basis, which is a bigger problem when it comes to concussions, I think I'd go with the latter.
Right. Most concussions in the NHL do not come from fights. They come from elbows thrown around, getting your head run into the wall. A lot of things happen in the NHL that cause concussions.
But I would say that, you know, the NHL stance on concussions is ridiculous. You know, since we're all piling on Gary Bettman, because we could also put him in the worst things on a variety of fronts right now.
Yes.
And it probably isn't talked about enough in that sport relative to football.
Nate texting in, my best thing in sports for all Iowa home games is the waving to the kids in the hospital overlooking the stadium, watching the game.
That's a great perpetual best thing.
Yep.
That is awesome.
That is awesome. I didn't know about that until like a couple of years ago.
Well, that just started a couple years ago. Yeah. Okay. It's pretty new. And I want to say, I could be wrong on this, but I want to say they built up like the hospital actually
extended out,
or maybe they just moved where the kids were.
I think they did. One of my good friends was a child life specialist there and worked with the kids, and she said that, like, firsthand, the kids in the hospital, literally, it was like the best thing ever.
Oh, I'm sure.
For them. Yeah. Also, one more best thing, college basketball is kind of back next week.
It's coming. A week from
Tuesday.
Is that the Champions Classic?
Wednesday.
It really is amazing how you two get this in there.
Get excited, Rob Stanley.
Hey, look.
Kennedy Chandler,
Tennessee,
man,
looks
balls.
He looked pretty good.
Yeah. They're going to be interesting.
Can't wait for them to get in the tournament and watch Rick Barnes go to work.
Oh, see, you're going to take it to there already. You can't enjoy the road. You can't enjoy the path.
Well, I'll enjoy Tennessee being in the tournament and Kentucky being in the NIT. That'll be
ooh,
fun.
Ooh, there we go. We haven't had enough trash
one
talk.
One day at a time. Listen, I'm just trying to get through Duke on Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever.
Okay, all right.
Because that is
in the garden.
They're either the best team ever or the worst team ever, depending on the outcome of that
game.
I'm going
to get Big Blue really mad at me before the end of this week.
Yeah, I mean, cool. You've got a 1 day and 1 hour of today left to really piss off Kentucky fans.
Oh, you also have to tell people about our bet because I don't think we said it.
I think we did, but I'll say it again. If Tennessee wins, you've got to wear a Tennessee piece of equipment or clothing or hat, whatever, coming up on Monday.
So a hat's okay? Doesn't it have to be like your main shirt?
I mean, I guess. We didn't really establish what the rules were there.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that. Come on.
All right. And then if Kentucky wins, I have to wear some Kentucky garb.
When?
On Monday. That's how she's already going with the win.
Man, I'm sorry, Michelle. But I don't want to give away Pixie and Pick'em, which I suck at anyway, but I don't know about your cats this weekend.
Hey, you know who I'm picking, and I'm great at Pixie and Pick'em.
That's true.
That's true.
One of these weeks, an 0-6 is coming.
You think so?
I haven't gone under 500, guys.
I know you. We're aware.
Yeah. Yeah, we know.
That has been the best and worst thing in sports for this week. We'll continue to take your submissions on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we've got some second half of the season predictions for the Tennessee Titans moving forward without Derrick Henry. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.